everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Kelly O Show. This is part two of a two-part interview with Danielle Cuccio. If you haven't listened to part one, please make sure you head back and listen to that first before you listen to this part two. I promise you, everything will make a lot more sense if you do so. If we reframe this and start to think about it from, hey, I'm taking care of myself so that I can be better at my job. I'm taking care of myself so I can serve my audience better on my blog. I'm taking care of myself so I can be better with my kids or my significant other or my partner. And it really is true, because if you are running yourself ragged, you're no good to anybody. Do you agree? Did I paraphrase some of those areas?
That's exactly right. It's so right. I mean, it's so important. And I even still feel guilty sometimes. And I preach this. So, you know, I get it. I get that guilty feeling of for women sometimes, or, you know, if I like post a picture of like, you know, me going to get a massage, I'm like, you know, I feel like people are like, oh, must be nice. You know, like, it's so silly, but it's like, no, yeah, it is nice. And I'm doing this for myself, because otherwise I will not be as productive. I won't be focused. I won't be able to get that energy. My whole job is about, it's all about energy. A lot of our jobs are energy. And like, you know, that feeling of not having that energy is like, honestly, the worst thing for me. I mean, it's like soul sucking. So I just feel like whatever you can do, if it's going on a hike or, you know, yoga is amazing. If you can go get that massage or take a bath, I'm all about baths. I take a bath every day, you know, yeah, it's the best thing ever. You know, then anything to kind of give you that energy that you need and that time for yourself, it should not be something that we feel guilty about at all. It's like recharging a computer battery. It's the same thing.
You just made a great point there, and I'm writing this down, recharging a battery. I remember, I think it was actually Arianna Huffington said this in her book. It was either the Thrive book. And for those of you listening, I'm writing down to make sure that we link to that. We actually are supposed to be scheduling her for the show as well.
How amazing.
I don't mean to name drop. I just
love it.
Speaking notes out loud.
I love it.
She wrote some tremendous books about where she kind of had a similar aha moment in her career. She was this incredibly successful founder running a business, but she was getting very little sleep, not taking care of her health, ended up collapsing. I believe, I'm paraphrasing, she collapsed in her office, hit her head. And when she woke up, she's like, okay, this is like life has to change. And for her, that was an aha moment that made her say, okay, this has to be a priority. But one of the things that she said in her book was, why is it that we're so focused, and I'm one of the most obsessive ones about this, recharging our phones and keeping our phones charged so that they work, and we don't think twice about not feeding ourselves, not fueling ourselves, not giving ourselves a rest, not rebooting ourselves. Why
why do we do this with electronics but not ourselves? So that's a great way to think about it. And mm-hmm. further, I like what you said before that, because you said, when I don't have energy, you know, how awful you feel. And that I don't really believe a lot of people realize this. When you rest, think mm-hmm. about how, for those of you that might do this, some people are able to take a 20-minute power nap at the office. Mm-hmm. I have actually started doing this in the afternoon. Now, granted, I am dealing with adrenal fatigue and healing from that. So yeah. for me, being very focused on stress reduction and so on, and if I'm tired, getting that rest is even more important than folks that don't have this issue. But for me, I found if I really am dragging in the afternoon, it's not that I'm going to go get a Red Bull and try to jolt myself awake. I go out on my couch if I'm at my home office, and I will sleep for, it's probably more closing my eyes. Yeah. When I get up from that nap, it's literally like I'm ready to go work out. I have more energy. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't realize that resting and relaxing actually creates more energy. And I don't know if there's data to back that up, but have you found that with you, that the more you rest, the more energy you have in when you're not resting?
Absolutely. And that can be a nap or even just simply closing your eyes. I sometimes do that. Sometimes, you know, I get to work from home, which is amazing. And when I do, I literally will go, you know, into my bedroom, lay down for a few minutes, and then I'll get up. And just like you said, like you would be ready for a workout. It's amazing because our minds are constantly going, especially with our phones today. I feel like, and Instagram and scrolling and looking, like there are many times where people just get lost in their phones. And it's, I know we're all guilty of it. It's really crazy. Our minds, when we're doing that, like we're in another world. Our mind is going so fast. Like it's just really important to slow down. I think that's the main point here is again, if you want to, you know, close your eyes for a few minutes, great. Just do something that allows you to slow down, to kind of like slow down those thoughts. You know, breathing, breath work is an amazing thing, which is proven to help. You know, and as you said, it really has a huge, or it takes a big toll on our bodies too. So hormonally, like I'm dealing with the same thing, and it's not good. It's really not good. And it's not something that you think about in the beginning of a career. You really start to think about it, I think a few years in, or a few years, hopefully not too late, but you know, where you're like, oh my gosh, like this is taking a huge toll on my body. I can't keep going this way. Like my hormones are off and my body is not functioning right. I mean, when you are, you know, your sympathetic nervous system is being activated nonstop, your cortisol is high, like that's not good for the body.
Amen to that. And yeah. When you said slow down, and one of my epiphanies recently in frankly just doing a lot of hard work on myself, and I've done a lot of, as I've shared, you know, having these moments where I realized, wow, 7 years, no vacation, 7 years, no social life, 7 years, my health, look at 2016, I think, the first 6 months of 2016, I had an ear infection in my left ear, which ended up resulting in a hole in my eardrum.
Oh my God.
And I just kept working and I kept working and then I would end up in urgent care. I would never even go to the doctor. I would just go to urgent care because I'm living that hustle life and gotta get revenue in, gotta do this, gotta take care of employees and putting everybody first but me.
Right.
And, you know, nobody at the time was like, Kelly, take a break. Kelly, take a sick day. No one. Everybody, because when you create this environment in your own world where you push yourself, other people around you will continue to push you. If you create an environment where you have boundaries, people will respect your boundaries. I had no boundaries.
Yeah.
And it was exhausting. But one of the things that I've realized now, it is how much I have rushed through every day with this idealistic goal of I'm going to get to inbox zero, or I'm going to accomplish everything on my ever increasing to-do list. And the bottom line is whether I do a lot in one day or a little here, none of us are ever going to finish. I really don't, whether you work for someone else or you're an entrepreneur and you have your own business. I truly, if you're one of those people where you have one or two things, and that's really all you have to do in a day, Mm-hmm. I don't know what you do for a business. Do you sell bubbles? Like most of right, us have 50 things to do in a day. We have blog right. posts, we have social media, we have grocery shopping. You have to embrace that, what you said, stop rushing. Yeah. You'll find out what the 10 most important, and that includes both personal, family, and work. Figure out what the 10 most important things in those areas are. Yeah. Get your workout scheduled. Get your meditation scheduled. Figure out, like for me, I used to schedule 20 proposals I wanted to get out to clients. Now I aim for 5 because and I schedule my workout. I schedule my weekly massages. I schedule things. They are there people that are like, I mean, Danielle, you're one of them. You're one of the people that I let down. And I had to say when before we started recording, I had to apologize to her and say, I didn't have the help earlier in the year and I'm so sorry. And I'm going to make up for it. But if you learn to scale back and stop rushing, you'll realize that the things that are most important that you prioritize will get done. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And look at us. We're doing it still, you know, and it's not a big deal. And it's in the fact that you were honest about that and honest with yourself instead of just pushing yourself to do it. You know, it can all get done. I think that's the most important thing. It will get done, you know, but you have to prioritize and you have to focus. And as you said, schedule it in. That's the solution, is scheduling. You know, if we couldn't do this, then all right, we'll do it in a few weeks. No big deal. But what really is important is you going to get a massage if you need that. Like, you need to take that time for yourself, knowing that everything will get done. You know, obviously we have to work. We can't, you know, just sit back and things are not just going to happen and fall into our lap. Of course, I'm all about hard work and hustling in a healthy way. But
that's a good way to put it.
I think that's a great title right there. But, hustling in a healthy way is really important. And just making sure to schedule in those healthy moments in your week. It should be just like brushing your teeth, or just like, you know, you need to find a little balance. I'm not saying it has to be 50-50, but, you know, try to, you know, do the best you can.
I have kind of a good question to ask in closing, because it feels like we just started our interview.
I know.
Minutes in. And I love that you said healthy hustling. That's totally like a title. Or maybe part 2, Healthy Hustle Part 2 with Danielle and Kelly. Do you feel that, you know, as we're talking about women, and again, whether you work in corporate America for somebody else or you have your own business, I would say particularly if you have your own business, no, I'm going to scratch that, because I was the same way in corporate America. Danielle, do you feel that a lot of women, they have that, I am a major one, people pleaser syndrome. And because they are a people pleaser and they want everybody to be happy with them, that's where they'll have trouble saying no when they're overbooked. You know, I had those issues when I knew that, you know, I had to reschedule with you or with other guests, and I worried about what these people thought of me and how disappointed they were. And I remember I had to come to terms with the fact that, you know what, I'm going to disappoint some people. I'm going to have some people that will look at me if they see me on Instagram and I'm putting out my post that I got a massage. Somebody's going to go, well, Kelly hasn't returned my text. What is she doing getting a massage? I'm not a robot. I can't work 24/7. And if making myself a priority so I can be on when I'm working, I make those choices. But it took me a while to be able to go, I'm going to get up today, and there are some people that are going to be not pleased with my decision. There are some people that I haven't gotten back to, and I'm 3 weeks overdue. I'm not proud of that, but you do what you can, and you have to be okay with that. Is that something that you see a lot? Did that ever present itself as a problem for you, being a people pleaser?
Yeah, and I think it still is. I think that, you know, I'm definitely a type of person that wants to be well-liked, and it's, you know, I am so far from being, I don't want to curse, or a bitch. I don't want to ever be, you know, I don't want to be that. But I'm also, in a way, you have this, like, you know, there's like that title girl boss right now going, and it's like that. I'm so proud of what I've accomplished, and I'm so, you know, I've really done a lot over the last like 8 years. So I just feel like I'm still learning how to say no. I think it's a huge thing that we all have to learn to do. Because when you say no to certain things, you can say yes to better things. And that can come into this health, talk that we're having right now, where you can say yes to doing something for yourself, as long as you're balancing it out, you know, it's as long as you're not just like taking massages all day, but like,
exactly.
I mean, come on, like one yoga class or one massage in a whole week when you spent how many hours on your business? Don't you think that you can allow that? And who cares if you have to say no to things or say no to people or let someone down because you have done so much. You have to give yourself credit for all that you've done and almost use it as like a little treat like that you absolutely deserve and you should not feel guilty. And whatever it is, if it's if it's not a definite no, you know, it's okay to like say next week we'll, tackle that or exactly. That's all right. That's all right. As long as you're keeping tabs, like I'm all about planners and schedules and I write things down and I feel like, I get to everything. Sometimes maybe it's not as fast as I'd like to, but
right.
Just know you're doing the best you can and you have to give yourself credit. We're human.
Sometimes you have to just say that. You know, I got to the point with even in a business context because I was trying to be superwoman. Mm-hmm. And I remember having several conversations with some people that were some business partners or companies that we work with. And they were just relentless with me. And I found myself always trying to just be on 24/7 to reply to every email and reply and respond to everybody. And I realized like, I am literally going to end up in a coma in the hospital.
Right.
And then,
right.
Then what happens?
Right. And right.
I remember saying to one of these ladies at these companies, I'm like, you know what? I don't know if you've realized this, but I'm a human being and I'm doing the best I can. And I'm really sorry that that's, not good enough for you, but you got to be okay saying that. Like sometimes mm-hmm. you just have to say, people worry about money and stress. Sometimes if you're just, a lot of what we're going to cover on the show for people listening, we're going to start a whole financially fitfluential series because
money and stress
can kill you. And the more you realize simple things, I remember early on in my life, like I got really over my head in credit card debt and I got scared and I was late and I was late on all my payments. And somebody said, just call them and just be honest. And, they're going to try to get you to pay $500 a month, but just say, I can give you $10 or if you're really bad or I can give you 50. Most of them, they just want to have you answer the phone and then you've taken that burden off. But sometimes people just be honest. If your kids, just look at your kids or your spouse or your boss and go, I'm doing the best I can. I'm going to keep trying, but you've got to sleep. You've got to eat. You need to rest. And give yourself a break. This is just the beginning. This was really good, Danielle.
I love it.
It certainly is something, again, we want to focus heavily on, not only here on the podcast, but on all of our Fitfluential channels, getting people to understand and have more people have these aha moments and realize, again, we're not telling you to loaf. We're not telling you to not work. But we're telling you that figure out what the pie graph of your life looks like. How much is realistic for you to spend focused on work? How much should you be spending on family? How much do you want to spend on your body? And then, that's where you fit those things in. And if your whole life is work and the little bit of your pie is like 2% sleep and a little bit of your pie, like my life was for a while, 2% social, it's time to fix the pie. Okay. Yep. So Danielle, tell people, now you have several places. I want you to tell people and we'll link up to these. And for everybody listening, I am going to have Danielle back on the show because we're going to have her talk about several of these other topics. But Danielle, tell people where they can find you because you have some shop opportunities for some of our folks with some of your products and where they can find you online and on Instagram as well.
Sure. So you can find me on Instagram. It's just at Danielle Cuccio, one word. And then I post a lot of pictures of my pug and healthy food and yoga, lots of health tips. And then I have my website, which is cucciosomatology.com. And that is basically my wellness yoga brand. And we have all sorts of yoga products, body products, lotions, oils, elixirs, bath salts. Our bath products are amazing. You guys have to check them out.
I'm in love with taking a bath.
So, oh my gosh. Okay. I'm sending you yoga bikes. I'm writing this down.
I'm totally not turning you down either.
No, I love it. I love it. You know, I'm all about, if I can give that to you, I'm so happy to. So yeah. So, and then the other place is, my blog, which is also connected on my website, cuchiosomatology.com, but you can just go straight to the Beauty Blender, all one word, thebeautyblender.com. And that has a whole bunch of health tips and, you know, a little look into my life and everything all wellness related on there. And then also, we're giving 20% off for, our site for cuchiosomatology.com for all of you guys. So it's,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So you guys can use our code FIT20 at checkout for 20% off.
That is way cool.
Yeah.
Danielle, I'm so excited. That we had this first preliminary talk. I definitely think we should do HESI. I can't talk.
I love it.
Healthy Hustling part two. And then maybe another show, or maybe we have one of these be like a Facebook Live. I'll follow up with you because
yeah.
I have ideas, and I definitely want, we're going to be covering a lot more beauty and skincare on Fitfluential, on the Fitfluential Beauty channel. So I want to hear all of your input on that. Everybody, we will link up to, of course, all of Danielle's channels in the show notes on fitfluentialradio.com. Danielle, thank you so much for putting up with me and being so kind and generous with your time and being here today. I'll follow up with you after the show. For everybody listening, thank you so much. If you have questions on things that you'd like us to cover on this, you know, relaxation topic, on stress reduction, you know, what are your biggest challenges? We would love to hear from you. You can email us podcast@fitfluential.com. We will keep your name and your contact information private unless you give us explicit permission to share that. And again, we'd love to hear from you. How can we serve you better on the show? What topics can we cover? What questions can we answer on this show? Because we've got a whole lot of exciting and awesome stuff coming up. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We will see you next time on Fitfluential Radio.
Hey, everybody, this marks the end of this two-part interview with Danielle Cuccio. I hope you enjoyed it. Of course, we encourage you to connect with Danielle directly on her websites and follow her on Instagram. We'll have all of that linked up in the show notes at thekellyoshow.com. If you have any questions about future episodes, if you'd like to inquire about advertising opportunities in 2020 and beyond, if you would like to nominate somebody or even yourself to be interviewed on the show, you can email me. You can email my assistant, Angie@kellyolexa.com, or you can also just fill out the contact me form on my website at kellyolexa.com as well, if that's easier. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. If you have a chance and you're really enjoying the content on the show, it would mean the world to me, and it would certainly help the show a lot if you would leave a review for us on iTunes. It takes 2 to 3 minutes, and I can't tell you how much that helps both myself and, sure, if you're listening to other podcasts, I'm sure you are, and you're enjoying what they're putting out, leave them a review as well, because I got to tell you again, this is probably why you hear it on podcasts all the time, the request for reviews. It helps the show get seen and heard and rank better, so that all of the content that we're putting out for you, all of the time and money that we're investing in the show, producing it for you so you can consume it at no cost, it gets seen and heard by more people who could benefit from this information. So that's going to be my ask, and I appreciate it in advance. And we will see you guys next time on The Kellyo Show.